Welcome to the Central Florida Buzz with Mike Kara, the podcast for Central Floridians who want to be in the know on what's happening in Orange, Lake, Osceola, and Seminole counties. Sponsored by the Central Florida Home Brewers, the premier craft and homebrew club. Learn to brew beer, kombucha, mead, or make wine. Visit www.cfhb.org. Now, here's your host, Mike Kara.
Welcome back to our next edition of the Mike Kara Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, here at Frank's Place Restaurant and Sports Bar, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida. And if it's happening in Ocoee, it's happening at Frank's Place. And what is happening right now at Frank's Place is I'm being joined by Guido Rodriguez, who is a great salsa performer. And Guido, it is such a pleasure and honor that you could join me today. I know salsa is one of my favorite music out there, and we've only had, you're the second artist that's been on that's played salsa, so we're glad that we're, you know, building up our repertoire of salsa. But first of all, Guido, we understand now you were born in Puerto Rico. You grew up in Chicago. Why don't you just tell your story?
Yeah. Mike, good afternoon. Thank you for the invite, you know, to the Buzz and Mike Kara show. Yeah. I was born in Chicago from parents from Puerto Rico. Oh, okay. And that's where I grew up, you know. That's my hometown, Chi-Town, Windy City.
So, I mean, obviously growing up, like you said, you know, with Puerto Rican parents and that, you know, Puerto Rican culture, is that where your love of salsa first came to be? Or?
Yes. The good part about the way I was brought up and all my siblings, you know, our parents did not let us talk English when we came home, you know. My first language that I learned was really English. And we needed to talk Spanish at the house. But always in the house, there was Spanish music being played. Not the music that we heard as kids and whatever, you know, Motown and all that stuff, you know, R&B or whatever they call it today. But we were brought up with the culture of the music that is from my homeland, you know, Puerto Rico. And this really opened up a door for me during my youth and to my elder that I am right now, is that I wanted always to be part of it. See, I know how to sing an Elvis Presley song, and I know how to sing, you know, a lot of English songs, but I really didn't know the way that I needed to sing Spanish. And I'm just so happy I got there, and I've got some productions behind me to say, you know, that I'm doing it, you know, so it's great. I enjoy it. I'm enjoying it right now.
So we do understand, we know that you did move to Puerto Rico then for a period of time and played the music there. That
yes, I did. In 1968, my dad bought a house in Puerto Rico from Chicago, and I was a young kid, you know. I was like around 14 years old, and I still played American music because I used to love rock, and went to Puerto Rico and got into this little band at the age of 14, 15, a rock band, you know, and they played only one number in Spanish. And that one number that they played, I sang it because they said I knew how to sing a little better in Spanish. But I was pronouncing the words, perfectly in a way, so that was good. And I went to Puerto Rico and spent some time, and that opened the door into the salsa scene, into the salsa music, the real salsa music, you know.
And one thing that we noticed, Guido, and we'll talk about the songs in the second segment, that you actually do the songs both in English and Spanish. I mean, how did that kind of come about then?
I've decided in this next album that's coming out in February, I don't have a title for it, and I can't say it right now because it's still not out there.
Right,
but
yeah, sure.
The thing is that I said to myself, you know, a lot of American people or non-speaking Spanish people have they cannot understand what you sing if they cannot speak the language. They love the music, but they don't know what you're singing about, or they don't know what it is all about. So I said to myself, well, guess what? Let me get some songs that they know how to sing, and put them into salsa. And I have done some songs that are composed, you know, where I sing it in English, so that the people know in the salsa beat, they know what I'm singing about.
Oh, so now these songs that you have, are these like original songs that you write, or you're mentioning that you turn certain songs into salsa? Is that it?
Yes, I turned certain songs into salsa. My first production that came out in 2015, I made it, and it was called What a Wonderful World, okay? And it was done by Louis Armstrong. And I did that song in salsa. And it was in Spanish, it's called Qué Mundo Maravilloso, What a Wonderful World. And the number really did a lot. It went everywhere. A lot of people loved it, and they loved that I could sing English also, you know, not just salsa. And in this next production, I'm bringing some really nice songs that from my age, you know, and the really nice songs like Always and Forever, you know, Now and Forever, You Are My Everything, songs that are very well known into the American circuit. I turned them into salsa.
Oh, and everyone seems to be enjoying that. That's something that's going over good.
Yeah, it is. It is. And what's nice about it is that I give the opportunity to the non-speaking Spanish people, hey, he's singing a nice song. he's singing a love song, or he's singing something really nice because I understand it. And I could move my body to it.
So now with the Spanish language songs, are those the ones that you come up, you create the lyrics, or?
Yeah, well, I have composed songs that I have recorded, plus I have composers, which I search, you know, when I want to look for something that I'm looking for my next songs. I talk to the composers, I tell them what I would like to have. And they come up with some of the songs, and if I like them are the songs that I go and arrange and record.
Oh, so, I mean, there's certain things you look for in a song. I mean, is there certain feelings that in a song? I mean, especially the ones when you turn into salsa, do you say, well, this would make a great salsa song, or do you say, eh, I could make this into a salsa song?
Yes, Mike. The thing, what I do is that each song that I record on my record, I try to find the different beats that salsa has. Yeah. See, salsa is, the name salsa means sauce.
Right.
All the ingredients in one.
Yeah.
So that means, like Always and Forever, one of the songs that we will hear later on in your program, that is a song from, you know, that was done by Heat Wave, okay? Yeah. So what did I do? I went and I did it in a cha-cha, in a cha-cha beat, you know, in salsa, cha-cha beat. So there is a guaguancó beat, there is a huaracha beat, there is, you know, the different beats in this salsa, a mix of what the name salsa means. I try to find every single beat to be able to record each song with their own original beat.
Oh, so, I mean, as far as, you know, how many songs, it's probably a lot, that how many songs that you've composed and how many songs that you've performed, then it's probably hundreds, thousands. Oh,
well, not really. I mean, yeah, I've performed a lot of songs. I've done a lot of covers at the beginning of my career where I really did not have a production. I did not have. But in 1984 was my first LP, which was done in Europe, because I lived in Europe for 22 years.
Oh, wow.
And I lived in Germany, and I am the co-founder of the Tapas band from 1981 all the way up to 1992, the Tapas salsa band around Europe, and it was called Conexión Latina. And I did my first record, which was called Calorcito. And calorcito is a Spanish word which means the warmness. And it was talking about the warmness of my island. I would like to be there instead of in Germany where it's cold and, you know. And that's the title of my first album, And I've recorded, right now I'm going to my sixth production. And normally in every production, you got like eight songs. This next production is going to have 10 songs. you know, that I am going to bring. Now, some of them I have composed, like I said, and some I do, you know, call good composers, you know, well-known name composers that I could do something with their song, you know.
Oh. So that's interesting, Guido, being, you know, 22 years there. And it was all in Germany then for the 22 years?
Yes, in Germany, because I joined the military in 1973.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to Germany in 1973, and I left the music. And I says, I got to go find something else that will take care of me. And what if I lose my voice? What if I can't do this, you know? I needed to prepare my life. And thank God I did, because I got to be able to retire. After all these years, I got to be able to retire. In 1983, after 10 active service in Germany, I got out of the military and stayed in the reserves and then sang for almost 13 years. Sing, you know, but I stayed in the reserves. Why? Because I never had a break in service. So when the time came where I came back to the United States, and Mike, things were not good. Nobody knew who I was, in a way. There was no cell phones. There was not no Facebook or anything to know what I've been doing in Germany. So I had to get a job. I had to do everything. And I decided to myself, 1996, I said to myself, I'm going back to the Army. And thank God, 2007, I retired with 34 years of service.
So music right now is your full-time profession, your full-time concern.
Definitely. That's what I love. This is what I'm doing. And this is my last hurrah. I'm not just a young kid, you know. You know, you try, but you can't stop. You know, one of the days that door will open. And it opened for me in Europe, because I went everywhere. You name it. I was in Europe, I sang, you know, and I know what it feels to be up there, you know. But now I'm the United States, and it's like if I was a new kid in the block, you know.
Yeah. So basically, then you spend a lot of time, you know, creating these songs. I mean, is there a certain time where you said, now it's time to put together songs, or you just, when you feel it, you create these things? Or
Exactly, Mike, exactly. That same feeling that you have of your thought about how to make music, it's just like how to make a book. You just don't do it right away. And this next album, I've been working on it for a year and a half, looking for the right tunes, looking for the right pitch. What can I bring out there? What would be like, you know? And that's what I do.
Okay, Guido, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back. My guest today is Guido Rodriguez, who is a great salsa musician performer. You're listening to the Mike Chiara Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, here at Frank's Place Restaurant Sports Bar, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Coey, Florida. If it's happening at Coey, it's happening at Frank's Place, and please stay with us for our next segment of this edition of our program today.
And forever, each moment with you, it's just like a dream to me that somehow came true. And I'll know tomorrow will still be the same, 'cause we got a life of love that won't ever change. And love me your own special way. Melt all my heart away with a smile. Take time to tell me you really care, and we'll share tomorrow together. I'll sunshine when I look at you. Something I can't explain, just the things that you do. And if you get lonely, call me and take a second to give to me that magic you.